In our continuing effort to introduce you to more literature and bloody colonial culture, we humbly present Uncle Dan's Storytime. Now here's Uncle Dan.
Well, thank you once again. Oh, so lovely. An effervescent Storytime introduction, lady. You lovely thing, you. Thank you for being here this morning. Well, today's story is titled The Rivalry.
The Rivalry.
Thank you, Chauncey, buddy. Nice job. Well, two Marines boarded a quick shuttle flight out of Love Field, Dallas, headed for Hobby Airport here in Houston. Now, one sat in the window seat and the other sat in the middle seat. And just before takeoff, a young Army soldier got on and took the aisle seat next to the two Marines. Well, the young soldier kicked off his shoes, wiggled his toes, and was settling in when the Marine in the window seat said,
"You know, I think I'll get up and get a Coke."
Well, the young soldier said,
"Oh, no problem. I'll get it for you."
Well, while he was gone, the Marine picked up the soldier's shoe and spit in it. When the soldier returned with a Coke, the Marine in the middle seat said,
"Aye, that looks good. I think I'll have one, too."
Well, again, the soldier obligingly went to fetch it, and while he was gone, the other Marine picked up the soldier's other shoe and spit in it. Well, the soldier returned, and they all sat back and enjoyed the rest of the short flight to Houston. And as the plane was landing, the soldier slipped his feet into his shoes and knew immediately what had happened.
"How long must this go on?"
the soldier asked.
"This fighting between our branches of the service, this hatred, this animosity, this spitting in shoes and in cokes."
"I don't care who you are, that's funny right there.